We're actually in the back room of Waiting Room Records in Uptown Normal, and Matthew Mullins, a junior at Normal West High School, you might have remembered him from maybe, was it last year? Or the year before, you were talking about the Pink Floyd Wall album, and now you're going back even further to the 1950s or 60s?
Actually, on the year 1960.
What's the name of the album that's on the turntable?
The Incredible Jazz Guitar of West Montgomery with Tommy Flanagan, Percy Heath, and Albert Heath.
How does a 17-year-old today get into West Montgomery from 1960?
I actually got into a lot of West Montgomery and jazz in general from my teacher at Normal West, Mrs. Williams, who introduced me to jazz, and as well as my vocal teacher, who has helped me to shape more into jazz. And I had a deep appreciation, actually, around sixth grade. And I listened to, you know, all of the greats, Bill Evans, Dave Brubeck. And then I started expanding more. And my love for guitar has been with me since the age of eight. And then I really wanted to dwell upon that, so I listened to great artists such as Kenny Burrell, Wes Montgomery, Charlie Christian, Django Reinhardt, and all those great artists.
What turned you on to these guys specifically?
What turned me on was specifically Wes Montgomery himself and his playing styles. He actually uses his thumb to play a lot because it gives that fatter, fuller, richer sound and the tone to the guitar, which enhances the sound. And also you have the great quartet with Tommy Flanagan on the piano, and you have Albert Heath laying out the rhythms and drums, and then you have Percy Heath creating those great bass lines. And all this put together with Wes Montgomery's guitar and style, it really adds this beautiful quality and this very progressive sound that you don't really get out of in today's music.
Well, why don't we, you want to talk about some of the specific tracks on here?
Yes. My first track, I would say, definitely a standard, a great song in general, is 4-on-6. It starts with a very basic bass line from Percy Heath, and this involves a lot of intricate work on Wes's part, because he plays the solos and the octaves, and it flows very smoothly, and the drum fills by Albert Heath are very present, and he has them scattered throughout the song, and it's very interesting to hear that as well, layered with Tommy Flanagan's playing, and all this together kind of makes a nice sound. Sound that was created was this fat, rich, full tone, and it's got a very fast, hard bop sort of sound to it, which actually flows really well with the whole album itself, and this middle track really lays down what makes Montgomery's music so amazing.
Have you had a chance to dig into Wes Montgomery himself?
Yes, I have. He's actually a very interesting character himself. He started out not really playing at such a young age. He actually started around 19. He played a little before, but he got his first six string at 19. And he became very committed to Charlie Christian, who came before him. And Charlie Christian is also an amazing, great jazz player. And this influenced Wes, and after 6 months, he actually became professional. Then he toured around Indianapolis, his native home, and eventually Cannonball Adderley came and listened to him one of the nights that he was playing, because Adderley was just stopping in for a one-night sort of thing. He became famous from then and started recording, and eventually became one of the best guitarists and known for his octave playing throughout his solos and his very intricate and very detailed solos that he has throughout the album.
Would you want to take us to another track on the album?
I would love to take you to the Polka Dots and Moonbeams song. Tommy Flanagan starts it off with this beautiful piano part and just riffing straight through the song, and then you layer it with Wes, and then you layer with the drums, and then you layer it with Percy Heath on the bass, and it becomes this beautiful, big, song that has produces such a large and full sound to it.
Well, I know you're a songwriter as well, and last time we talked, you were more of a, I think I'm characterizing this correctly, more of a pop rock type of guy. You're probably just starting to get into some jazz music, maybe?
I started originally with classic rock, but then I branched out to more of the roots of that music, such as blues and then jazz. And then from there, I started having influence on my writing from them.
Okay, so how has this helped you become a better songwriter?
I understand more of the music actually involved in the very complex state of the music, because a lot of it is in progression, such as the 12-bar blues progression. And then you have more complex stuff like complex chords, 9, 11, 13s. And when you get and dwell into the theory, it becomes very complex. And the sound was beautiful. And I like how most jazz has to deal with major key is the improv and improvising over certain tracks. And it's beautiful what you can do with music and how you can have all these different styles within jazz, such as bop, hard bop, ballads, Latin jazz. And it all kind of interests me because it's this progressive, very complex style that really it doesn't exist today because it's harder for listeners sometimes, but it once you dwell into that music, you can see how amazing some of the compositions are.
The name of the album we're listening to in the back room of Waiting Room Records in Uptown Normal is the incredible jazz guitar of Wes Montgomery. Matthew Mullins is really digging this. And how about dig into one more track here?
The track I like is actually an original by Wes Montgomery, which would be Mr. Walker. It has this very funky vibe, and it comes in and it changes a lot throughout the whole piece, and you got very funky rhythms scattered and layered throughout the whole song, and you have Tommy Flanagan just marching on that piano, and you have Montgomery playing up and down with various tempos and speeds, and it's wonderful, and all this clashed together makes a really nice second to last song within the album.
Well, what's on the turntable at Waiting Room Records in Uptown Normal is Wes Montgomery, the incredible jazz guitar of Wes Montgomery, Matthew Mullins. It's great to listen to this album again with you and hear you explain why it's so important to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.